Good morning on this very bright and sunny Wednesday. I call your attention to one verse of Holy Scripture, Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? The preaching of the good news is described as a reporting. Those who tell it just repeat what they have heard and seen themselves. There is more than one witness, as is indicated by the plural pronoun are. So the testimony to the gospel is much greater than we think. No Christian witness has cause to say, I, only I am left. Note that the gospel is one, which is indicated by the singular report. Think about what is commonly called the four gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John wrote about the life of Christ from different angles. But there is no contradiction in their records, and their witness is one, and they could speak about our report. In this ecumenical age, we are told that all roads lead to heaven, and we are led to believe that there is more than one gospel. Each so-called report is equally valid, although there are so many diametrically opposed to the truth as it is in Jesus. In point of fact, there is one report that is true, and which we ought to believe, the preaching of the Christ of the Bible, to whom all the prophets gave witness. As well as the declaration, our report, there is also this lamentation, who hath believed? All men ought to believe, especially they to whom the gospel was first preached. The privilege of hearing ahead of others put the Jews under solemn obligation to trust in the Saviour, their own Messiah. Nevertheless, we are told that his own received him not. They had great hardness of heart despite the confirming signs of the claims of Christ and the witness from heaven to the authenticity of his message. So we read in John 12, verse 38, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not in him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, there are those who give mental assent to sound doctrine, but there are a lot less who actually believe in the evangelical sense. To believe in the evangelical sense is to receive Jesus personally. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But how few there are today who believe in this way. Evangelical faith is heeding the gospel call. It is coming to Christ when he exhorts us to receive pardon for sins, peace with God and life everlasting. But the Lord himself lamented, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. And faithful witnesses of Christ are grieved for his sake that those who hear the gospel so clearly preached and so mightily too with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven still refuse it. And they challenge, as Isaiah challenged the people of his day, who among you will give ear to this? Who hath believed our report? Frank DeLeach, the Bible commentator, put it like this. The number of true believers is imperceptibly small in comparison with the unbelieving mass of the nation.